Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to our first ever half ASMR episode of Space Trash.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Space Trash, Life of the Rich and Uranus. Fuck, wait, I fucked it up. I'm sorry. Lifestyles. Could you start again real quick? I'm really sorry.
No, let's just roll it. Let's roll it. Lifestyles of the Rich and Uranus. That's Sarah. She lost her voice.
I lost my voice during performative Instagram lives.
And I'm Molly Malshine. Now, Sarah, you were – so on Sunday was the Lionsgate portal. We had an incredible moonual about it. You went no contact on all your text messages. I thought you were mad at me for like 24 hours. I actually like journaled about it. I was like, I don't know what I did to Sarah, but like she's mad at me because she's not answering my texts. And then I went on Instagram Live and saw that you and Desi are doing this like extended waiting for Godot performance art.
Yeah, the performance art on IG Live.
It was like waiting for Godot. It was two people, raging lunatics.
That's really funny, Molly. It was like, we need to find a name, right? It was like waiting for the dodos or something. Like,
yeah.
It was waiting. Like,
and instead of waiting for Godot, we were waiting for you to do your hour of stand up that you kept saying you were going to do, which I still don't watch.
For the record, I did do.
It was really funny. I can't wait to watch the hour. And so now you're saying.
It's so funny, dude.
You and Desi are going to, or you're going to whip her until she edits it, right? All of them together.
Well, it was a real big breakthrough for me, actually, because what I realized is I like editing. And now I want to do it.
Okay, fuck off.
But we did trade. Desi's going to do all the back issues and the ones in the future because we're usually not together. So this, for me, is going to be more of a short film. But in the future, she's going to edit them. And we can have a consultation with her because she can help edit our clips as well.
Okay, that's good. You got a lot of color yesterday.
Well, it's actually even funnier than that. So,
Also, is it problematic to say you got a lot of color? Because that's an old white people New Jersey thing.
No,
you got color.
Molly, you are not going to get canceled. I need to tell you that. You are a beautiful, soulful, loving person. And I think that anytime we say you get color, everyone knows that it means you got tan. I don't think anyone thinks you're saying you look like you're in blackface.
Well, I was saying that. You like, and I wish that you.
Why would you tell them that I was in blackface? I was just trying to cover for the fact that I'm sitting here in blackface. So we have to start the episode.
No, she's not in blackface.
I'm not even wearing a shirt right now. No, it's really funny. So I went to the spa with my friend Seth on Sunday, and I, you know, usually don't wake up in the morning, period. But it was a day pass, so I had to be there at 9 a.m. So I got up at 9 a.m., and it was the most incredible experience of my life. So incredible, in fact, that Desi and I are going back on Thursday. But not only is it a saltwater pool, but I specifically sleep through the morning harsh rays. So when I got back from the pool on Thursday, I looked like I was wearing one of our crop tops in red, and I was wearing like a white diaper because I have these super shapewear, like high waist bikini bottoms.
That's the issue with those.
I looked ridiculous naked, Molly. It literally looked like the same as a Space Trash podcast, except there was no logo. I was bright red. Then the next day I tried to overcompensate by wearing our merch into the pool because the crop top actually went right to the top of the bottoms.
I was wondering about that. You had an Instagram post of you wearing a t-shirt in the pool. It was a very Bobby Hill moment.
Thank you. Who's Bobby Hill?
The little like boy from King of the Hill, the little chubby son.
I said thank you before I knew. I thought it was like a supermodel. So it's not. I should have just not asked. But
no, it was like a little boy who's scared that everyone's going to know he's chubby. And I was like, first of all, Sarah has a banging bod. And second of all, she would be the kind of person who would see through the artifice of wearing a t-shirt to cover the bod. Like, you just wouldn't even bother.
No,
even
exactly. It was actually covering the only part of my body that currently looks good. But it was actually, it looked like I was wearing just like a white tire swing this time. But I have to tell you that the crop tops actually,
Your cell phone, please.
Yeah, I was just doing, well, actually, you know what it is? It's not my cell phone. It's that I'm on Desi's computer and she's getting messages from all these hot dudes.
Oh my God. Are they good? Are they good?
I can't believe they're coming through. Dude, they're talking about Bill Burr. Sorry, Desi. I'll turn off. I'm turning off right now.
That's like a hot guy from Tinder who's like, oh, yeah. You're staying with your friend who's a comedian? Oh.
No, I literally think that's the cop. No, Molly, we need to talk about so many things today. You are psychic. I want everybody to.
Me?
Yeah, I want to put that out there. I know that you are very rooted in being an earth sign first and foremost, but your north node's in Pisces, your rising sign is Pisces. Desi and I were up until 5 a.m. two nights ago talking about how, like, your level of brilliance. And, like, I really do feel like, remember that song?
Stop.
You remember the song by One Direction that was like, you don't know you're beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful. We were like, that's what's so funny about Molly. Like, she really doesn't get, like, how. Like, you do see yourself physically well. I mean, you look gorgeous. Thank God there's somebody trying. But
no, that's because I'm insecure. That's why I try.
No. But it's okay. You're not insecure. We need to change your language. It's because you like to look pretty and you do look pretty. You know what I mean? You're not insecure.
That's true. Because sometimes I'm like, okay, I could just stop trying and stop having eyelash
extensions.
Nobody
insecure is trying.
Yeah, but then I'm like, you know what? Then I'm going to lose like a certain level of privilege that you get when you do look a little better.
And Jazzy and I were joking. We were talking about how like we need you on the team because like every creative team needs like a hot blonde with Botox to like just be the front man. Like you are ready for it, industry. You are. Yeah, we need a blonde in front.
Everyone hates blondes now.
No.
Desi is actually Desi's a better front woman because she's like an all natural hottie.
Isn't she so fucking pretty? Can you believe how pretty she is?
I know.
Dude. But we'll talk about blonde versus brunettes, but I feel like it just depends on like, so we trolled the Breakers Hotel last night. I was trying to make a point and, I was trying to take dick pics at one of my nemesis's, the place where she got engagement photos at this really waspy hotel. So I brought my big black dildo and we got dressed up just to go in there and take dick pics. Anyway, were saying,
who's like, your nemesis?
I can't say it online. I'll tell you later. She'll know if she hears this, but you're my nemesis, bitch. Anyway, I hope she's listening. I hope she's listening. But anyway, bottom line is we were joking. So we got there. We were like, if only Molly were here, because she's the only one that could like look just like blonde and white enough. Like everyone there is white and blonde. You go to like where Desi and I hang out. It's more cultural. But like we needed a blonde. We had to put on costumes to go to this place. So we were like, we just wish Molly were here to just be the white blonde woman. Like, goddamn. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I get what you were saying.
What were you about to say? What was I going to say?
Should we get into the
yeah,
news?
We'll come back to talking shit if we have time later. I have a lot of funny things to tell you, though.
We're going to do the Tale of Two Andrews. Casey Bunker is going to come on and defend her honor because she, my little sister, claims that
that's actually Casey D. Bunker now.
Casey M. Bunker.
No. Get it? Like debunk?
Oh, Casey Debunker. Oh, my God.
Make him hurt. That's really funny. That could be your character. Whenever we say something wrong, because I told her, it's in her chart, you're a great researcher. She should, like, be our fact checker, and we can make her Casey Debunker.
Yeah, that's her nom de guerre. That's her.
But it'd be like D.
Okay, so Casey Debunker is coming on to debunk me and talk a little bit about The Bachelor. But before we get into all that, what we're going to talk about is, it is, as we record this, it is Kylie Jenner's birthday. She's turning.
Birthday mogul.
She's turning 24, which is not very impressive. At this point, I would say she's no longer impressive, right?
Well, you know, she's 24, but I think when people are born and immediately put on TV, aside from the astrology of maturing, which is not something that you can either rush or ignore, you know what I mean? Like her age is her age, but I do think like she's not any age. Like I find her to be no age.
Yeah, that's true. Because of the fillers. She just
like, didn't have, well, not even the filler. It's like when you're at 10 years old, when you're on TV for being yourself, you don't have like an eight, you're just a TV star. It's like, I don't think she's aged normally. Like until 10, she was normal. And then I think it's almost like she's not Arrested Development at 10, that makes no sense. But like, I think once she started realizing that she was on TV early, she was no longer growing like in the normal development of a human that grows in. Yeah, she just was like, oh, I'm now just in costume for the rest of my life.
She retreated into herself. She is in drag. She is like America's foremost drag queen.
She's literally in drag. And that's why I think that she actually think that's what the plastic surgery is about, way more than vanity.
Yeah. And like, Kendall is always like, there's been this thing going around, going viral lately about her being like, I'm such a nerd. I'm such a dork. I'm such a dweeb. Oh my God. What? You're making this face like this Edvard Munch.
I'm really excited to tell you about Kylie's chart.
Okay. Before we get into this.
Anyway, keep going though. I just noticed I'm shook.
Yeah. I thought it was another sext on Desi's laptop.
No, those I will just send you. I'll just send those directly into the chat. I'm just going to tell them to you.
So the thing with Kylie is I think she's the real nerd and she's the real wild card and she's what Chloe wishes she was. I mean, well, Chloe is when she was younger on the show, she had a really outgoing, unfiltered personality. And Kylie was really
having a dark night of the soul. I want to say, Chloe, if you're listening, we're here for you. I will work with you, but you're having a dark night of the soul. Please know that it's going to be okay.
But Kylie sort of retreated into herself. She said, okay, I guess I'm going to play this fame game, but I'm also just going to completely hide my real self from the world. Now, here is what I love about her birthday. It's very funny. So Kim, who obviously Kim Kardashian is the one who got the family famous, she has posted this very long, multifaceted slideshow photos of Kylie. And they go back to when she's a little baby. And for the most part.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Whoa.
Yeah. Look on Kim's Instagram. Usually when Kim's family members or when Kylie's family members post about her birthday or throwbacks or whatever, they post when she was really, really little so that you can't see how different her face looks. Kim decided to post close enough where you can see the huge difference and know that it wasn't just puberty. So my question, like here, I'm going to hold this up to the camera so you can look. Look at Kylie's face in this photo.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. So here that is really actually, I think that's cool of them though. I think that's cool of them.
Wait, Casey's here. Casey, we're talking about real quick.
Casey, debunker.
Casey, we decided your new last name is Debunker. Say hi.
You have a new character. You're a character on the show now, Case.
Oh my God, I love it.
Didn't I tell you in your reading that I told you, low-key, when I did your chart reading, I was like, you're going to partner with me and Molly too. I was like, we need you as a co-host.
We do.
I'm here for it. I love it.
I did sell that, Molly. Sorry.
So before we get into Casey setting me straight and talking about The Bachelor, Tace, what we're talking about right now is Kylie's birthday. Kim posted this slideshow. You can clearly see that Kylie didn't used to have lips. And my question to the world and what I asked on my Instagram stories poll is, did she do this on purpose to be shady? Did Kim post these on purpose to be shady? Or is it just, oh, I love my little sister. I don't even see her that way. I don't even notice a difference. What do you guys think?
Casey, you go first. You're our guest. I have a strong opinion. You go first.
I don't know. You're the Kim K expert, Mal. I mean, I think to not post it because of her old face is to admit that she didn't like her old face, you know? So it's kind of like, you got to just appreciate where your family's been and where they're going.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I think she did it specifically on purpose to normalize plastic surgery.
Okay. For her own.
She's going, of course she got plastic surgery. Who cares? Why would we don't care. We know that she changed her face. Let's not shame her.
I think that's true. And I also think that Kylie does care.
I think Kim is doing it for Kylie to show, hey, girl, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
We might be giving Kim a little too much credit here. But
no, I think Kim is a gem. I think she's a treasure on earth right now. Yeah.
Okay. Here's me as the older sister who's more interested in having a public profile than my younger sister. If I had a slideshow of, I'm not saying I'm like better. I'm saying I am the fame whore of the family. That's what I'm saying. If I was going to do a slideshow of photos that I knew everyone was going to see, and there were some photos that were much more flattering for you than others, I would leave the unflattering
ones
out.
You've done this, though. You've definitely you've posted.
Okay, now we're getting into the good stuff. Casey, do you know what we said? So this is Casey starting her career as Casey Debunker. She is debunking all the lies.
I am going to debunk
When did I post a bad photo of you?
Probably if you looked back at like every post that you've done on December 20th every year for my birthday, I would put money on you looking a lot better in the photos than I do.
Wow. Well, yeah, I need to tell you something, Casey. She wasn't actually even probably looking at you in the photos.
No, I know. No,
she
I don't think
what
she
do
meant-
I look the best in? These are the ones that are going online. It wasn't personal.
I think this is good intel, actually, because I think you're right. I don't think she noticed that I didn't look good. And Kim K probably didn't notice what Kylie looked like either. She probably just was like, ooh, this is a gorgeous photo of me while she's trying to find one for Kylie. So she posted it.
I think you're right. I think that's the alternative possibility, right? It's either that she was doing it for Kylie to empower her, or she didn't even know Kylie was in the pictures. But I want to say this, and I think that's this
is the most I want to say real quick, we cracked it because I was just noticing yesterday that Kim routinely posts photos with her own children where their eyes are closed or they're screaming.
There was that famous picture where she cut North out of the picture. Everyone was like, she hates her baby. And she was like, no, I just actually like the picture of me.
Okay, you're right, Kizzy. But here's the thing, Tace. If I'm looking at a picture of you and I'm posting it, I think you look gorgeous.
Thank you. But that's what I'm saying.
She just always thinks you look gorgeous. I don't think either of you could look bad if you tried.
What can you tell us real quick about Kylie's chart that can shed some light? Casey, I was making the point that now that Kylie's 24, I feel like this is going to be a hard era for her because she is – no longer the wonderkind. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and I actually disagreed. I thought that she has no age at all.
Yeah, I'm surprised that she's 24. I thought she was older than that.
Well, she looks like she's 60. She looks like she's in drag. I really want you guys to guess her sun, moon, rising before I tell you.
Well, sun is Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of obvious. My bad, huh?
I don't want to do this because Molly's so good at it.
No, you need to come to the moonual more, Casey, because I was really screaming at everyone. You don't have to be right. You have to just say one of the zodiac signs.
I was going
to
say I think she's got some Taurus in there because she's clearly a homebody, and I think she likes her creature comforts, and she is not really actually like a workhorse. She just is trying to chill out and look good. She's lazy cow. Like that. She is lazy cow.
Okay. That sounds right. She loves like her luxury items and everything too. I was going to say Libra because I'm thinking I'm wondering what it is that makes her obsessed with how she looks. Well, or maybe that's her Chiron.
Oh, you guys are learning so much. I want to say Molly and I are cooking up Mooniversity for you coming this fall. And now I know for a fact that it is possible for people to learn because of the Space Patch podcast. So thank you guys for knowing about astrology now. Really brilliant thinking.
Okay, so tell us the truth about Kylie. I want to say what she's not. Can I say what she's not?
Yeah.
I would say none of her big three is Aries because she's inscrutable and she does not ever speak her mind about anything publicly. I don't think any of her big three is Sagittarius because she does not seem adventurous to me whatsoever. She is just like locked up in Calabasas. She doesn't even post vacation pics, barely. And when she does, it's with like her circle of trust all around her. Like imagine having that amount of money and not like going backpacking, like luxury glamping all over the world. Like I don't think she's got Aquarius because I don't think she's a high level thinker. Although I
this is actually like a roast. We are dragging the one in drag now, a drag of the drag queen, Kylie Jenner.
Okay, well, let me put a compliment in there. I think that what she did with the lip kit was genius. Absolutely genius.
She's a shrewd businesswoman.
Yeah. She also stumbled into it backwards. She just was like, ooh, everyone's mad at me because I got lip injections at 17 or 18. How do I spin this? And that's what they did.
I wish that she was at the Moonual because we would have been so for it, except we would have just said, just tell us about it. Like, tell us the truth and you're going to not be stuck being insecure for the rest of your life. If she just told the truth about it, I have no problem with plastic surgery. I have a problem when people are like, don't tell. It's like, well, your face is different.
Right.
Yeah, so exactly. Don't,
why would you treat us like we're totally fucking stupid?
Oh my God. Do you want to know what's so fucked up? I saw a picture of a baby on Instagram and I was like, he needs Botox.
Oh no. Sometimes babies. No, that's, first of all, that's really fucking funny. I know what you mean though. Sometimes I see babies and I'm like, is this Benjamin Button? Like, why do you look like you're like 1,000 years old in hospice? Like, why do you have so many wrinkles?
He had frown lines. He looked like an insurance broker. He was like, he looked so stressed. And I was like, you could just put a little Botox in there and it would fix it.
That's so funny.
Okay, Sarah, tell us the truth now.
It's really good, you guys. So first and foremost, you know, Desi's been a big part of talking. We've been talking about Desi. Last Space Trash, it was her birthday. Now she's here with us today. Kylie has the same sun and moon and almost same rising as Desi. That being said, obviously Kylie's sun is in Leo, but the interesting thing is it's in the eighth house, which is leveraging other people's money for more or less, and other people's status. Yep,
leveraging Kim's status and money.
Yes, and there's an Arabic point called the part of fortune in everybody's chart, which basically shows where in this part of the chart is actually where great fortune comes to you. It's directly on her sun in Leo. So her doing beauty and ego because she's a Kardashian and making money from it is why she's here on planet Earth right now, period. Now, her moon is in Scorpio. That's why we don't know what she looks like. She is in costume. Okay? And it's in the 10th house. So her career is about – it's like her career on the outside looks like it's about hiding who she is. But on the inside, it actually is protecting her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The last thing here that's really, really interesting, she has an exact conjunction on her midheaven, which is how the world sees her, her legacy. And it is at 29 degrees Libra. So she is meant to be the last degree of connected to like, so she's a, her legacy is Libra because not only is it about aesthetics and beauty, but it's about connection to like attachment to other people, her family. But then right away, her whole career is Scorpio. So she's like, okay, I'm famous because of you guys. I have your guys' money to sort of use. So I'm basically going to go in costume and just be a character for the rest of my life. Now, this is also a really fun factoid. Her rising is in Capricorn and it's exactly on. Okay, so here's a really cool thing. My moon Mars conjunction is exactly on Molly Malshine's sun. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly on Kylie Jenner's rising, 9 degrees Capricorn.
Besties.
Wait, so
she's the third. She's our triad. Sorry, Bonk, you're out.
Oh my God, okay. That's so funny.
But like, so that means that she presents like a businesswoman, whereas you and I are actually hustlers.
Okay.
But she's here to be public. And she is here to be a public businesswoman in costume. She's doing a really good job now that I look at this chart.
Wow. That all makes such complete sense.
Yeah.
And
very good.
I hope she has a happy birthday. What do you think is going to be in her future?
Well, I could tell you right now, I need to pull the chart up real quick though. So what do you think is going to be in her future while I'm pulling this up?
I think that the lip kit was a bit of a one-off and they sort of used magical smoke and mirrors to make it look even more successful. It was very successful, but you know, they fudged the numbers to get her on the Forbes billionaire list. They fudged her being self-made. She's not self-made. So I think if she actually wants to be seen as a businesswoman, it's going to be an uphill battle, but I don't think she even gives a fuck. Like, I don't even think she cares to be seen as a businesswoman. I think she's going to be happy to coast for the rest of her life.
Okay, so here's my hot take for the – at least for the year ahead. What we're going to see from her for the year ahead. Based on today's birthday and the chart for her year ahead, I think that Kylie is going to have a real – I think she's going to have a Simone Biles moment.
Oh,
yeah, I think she's going to get the twisties as a Kardashian Jenner businesswoman. And I think she's going to start her work and her life's work, which is actually doing sort of like kind of like the way Kim turned into a lawyer. I low-key think Kylie could really actually teach us a lot about mental health and body-mind connection. I think she's going to have a moment where she sort of is like, whoa. I am truly now am I not only myself at all, but I'm like no one. I think she's going to have a moment where she snaps, realizes she's been a victim of child trafficking and abuse, and that she's going to make her life actually about, it is still going to be about like perfection and beauty and all of that. But I think there's going to be actually a mental health component that she herself has not had a nervous breakdown just yet to bring her into her life's work. But I actually think she's going to do a lot about mental health long term.
Okay. Like maybe
I think she could end up like an activist in a certain way for like child labor rights.
Wow, that would be cool. And like children of influencers who are being exploited.
And I think she and Kim could partner on it because I think, I mean, she and Kim's charts, I know, it's not like I know she's their favorite, but like I know where they really kind of are. Kim and Kylie are here to do something together.
Love that.
Yeah. And I hope that they save the world low-key.
It's not just having artificially the same exact face.
No, it's not. It's actually, well, it is about that. And that's what it's going to be about. You know, like, I think Kylie is going to have a moment where she realizes that I really do. I think it's going to be a twisties. I think she's going to flub something big time in public. Rise and shine there's going to be an opposite of that. And
crash and burn.
And she's going to have to speak about it publicly because it's her career. But I think at that point, Kim's law career will be kind of like going strong and that they will do some kind of a like Oprah interview or like red table talk type of thing with people who realize later in life that they really didn't have a choice in who they were. Like Kim did, Kylie didn't. So it's going to be like the Jada and Willow of the white celebrity red table talk.
Love that. You heard it here first. Sarah gets it right every time. We both get it right every time.
Yeah, this is this is like the preteen plastic surgery table talk.
Now, Casey, do you want to take the floor and share your beef with me after last week's episode?
I think we should be really dramatic about it and use like bachelor music. Like, and this week we have a special guest, and then it's gonna be like dun 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 dun, and it's gonna be like last week you heard Molly talking about her fucked up childhood as a beach raker getting minimum wages and treated like she was an Oliver. More, you want more? Very funny, Molly. Now, outrage at the accusation. We have special guest Casey here to debunker the claim.
Her estranged sister.
Casey, her estranged... No, shh, we're there. We're in there. Casey, her estranged sister, joining the Space Trash podcast for the literal first time ever because she was so outraged by Molly's false claims.
That's right. I'm Samantha Markle, bitches, and I'm here to set the record straight.
Oh, Molly,
but I feel like
out.
Samantha Markle lies, so I'm not Samantha.
Samantha Markle.
All the Markles are confused. Every Markle is trying to find their way. I'm Googling what it means to be a Markle.
I'm the Samantha Markle because I'm the loudmouth talking shit, pew, 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 like dropping bombs. And Casey is just the like quiet, dutiful, beautiful married
beautiful, dutiful and beautiful could be something for a sign. Dutiful, beautiful is very
good. So Ellie's buttering me up now.
No, you already outed her once on this pod. She's posting ugly pictures of you on purpose, and now she did something else fucked up. What the hell happened? Tell us, Casey. Fucking tell
us. I never posted an ugly picture of Casey, first of all.
I'm sorry, Casey. I just thought you looked ugly in those pictures.
How can you say you've never posted an ugly... Thanks, Sarah. You can't even say that.
Okay, probably in Facebook era when everyone was just sharding every photo in their digital camera and the file name caption was like DSC000492. Like, yeah, I probably posted a couple of non-flattering ones then of you like on the toilet. But in the era when things became more curated, I've never posted an ugly photo of you because I love you and I think you're beautiful.
Okay, thanks, Mal. I'm still going to debunk what you said last week, even though that was beautiful. Okay. So basically what happened last week is I'm minding my business, listening to Space Trash podcast, as you do, if you have any kind of brain,
if you're like actually living and breathing, and if people who are not, they're dead.
Exactly. Exactly. And when Molly said that she used to rake the beach, all of this, blah, 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 all factual, but then she turned it around on Little Sis, and that's not going to fly here. Okay. Because guess what, people, it's not that Casey never had to rake the beach. It's like Casey never got to rake the beach. Okay. I applied and they turned me down. Why? Because my older sister was found sleeping on the beach during the job.
She ruined your chances, actually. She ruined your chances.
And that's not it. She didn't stop there. She went to all the good jobs around town, getting fired. And by the time I came around, There was nothing left, and I had to work at Jersey Mike's, which was not some nirvana job.
She was like Jersey Mike's, which was the hottest spot to work. And actually, I didn't want to shame anybody because I was like, what are you guys, trash? Jersey Mike is like where everyone's trying to get a job. I'm like, you could pay me to work at Jersey Mike's.
All right. That's what I'm saying. I smelled like a number nine all summer. Okay.
Yeah, that onion, those onion hands never leave you.
I know that's right. Yeah. And I'm mashing tuna salad with my bare hands. It ain't right. It ain't right.
Okay. Most of what you said, no, 30% of what you said is true. Yes, I got fired for sleeping on a bench. Yes, I worked at a lot of other jobs. Yes, Jersey Mike's made your hands smell. No, it wasn't a dork job. There were cool people working there. There was hot people working there.
I mean, hot people do get sandwiches.
I would have said, if we weren't recording right now, the names of three hot seniors that worked there at the same time as you. So no one hot was working at the BHIA raking the beaches with me. Second of all, 6 a.m. is too early for a teenager to be awake doing manual labor. It's not fair, especially if you went out the night before. Third of all, I did not get fired from any other job in Bayhead.
I'm gonna say, this is already not true. This is already not true. How dare you? You're the problem with the media, Molly. You're why people don't trust the media.
No. Okay. I got fired from the BHIA. I got laid off from another job 15 years later. A lot of babysitting people ghosted me. And that's it.
Yeah, but you definitely quit some other jobs and left them with a bad taste in their mouth for a mall shine.
Sorry for being Che Guevara in this bitch. Sorry for standing up for workers' rights. Sorry that I fucking paved the way for you to not get exploited. How much did you make at Jersey Mike's per hour? As a 1,000
sandwiches per hour, Molly. You don't
I think
know
I made
fuck.
Like $9.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's way more. That's way more.
No, no, wait. I don't remember.
You can't take it back.
Honest.
No take backsies.
You were at least making $7 an hour. All the other shit that I was doing that I had quit. Okay, one of the places I quit, they were paying me below minimum wage. And when I called them out, they were like, oops, and didn't even pay me any back pay. So, whatever. Maybe I'm Susan B. Anthony and you're fucking Jeff Bezos.
Actually, I'm going to just step in here and say that she's more like, I'm thinking she's more like Jared the Subway guy.
Yeah, the smelly hands. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like a pedophile. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even chimed in there. You can cut that whole sentence. I had a funny joke in my head, and then as I started saying it, I was like, the punchline's not going to work. So
I was gesturing toward with the smelly hands.
That's what I was trying to say too. Yeah. I was trying to make a joke exactly like that he was, but yeah, I don't know how, I don't know if it's
going to be. Can we find a third person for me to be other than Jeff Bezos or Jared the Subway guy? Because
I'm thinking
I would like to
Cheryl
exclude
Strayed.
Myself.
Cheryl Strayed.
Cheryl Strayed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I definitely
want
to be her.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I will say that following Molly in school was more of a benefit to me because the teachers definitely thought I was going to slack off a little bit and like correct them when they were wrong, as Molly did. But I was more like the shut up and be a good student kind of person. So in that regard, following behind you was helpful.
Okay, now riddle me this, Sarah. Me as a Capricorn being the wild card in class and sucking at everything involving authority versus her as the Sagittarius being a little more obedient. What the fuck's that about? It's opposite of what you would think. And me being the oldest and she being the youngest. Like,
Casey's chart is way more chill than yours, Ma. Like, Casey's chart is, she's a happier person on the inside, okay? And there's nothing we can do about that. On the inside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She
that's
is.
True.
She's,
you can
so
tell.
Sorry. Well, it's the natal chart. I'm not even having an opinion. But what I will say about Casey also is that Casey is a Scorpio rising. So the reason that Casey's life is so vastly different than yours, I mean, you are really, honestly, you know, you're climbing up that mountain every day that you go. Casey is basically, I told you this, case. Casey's sort of like also in costume in a way, but not in a way that she's being phony, but basically Casey's a little bit like schizo. Like, Casey is light because there actually isn't like a core foundation of who she is. She needs to find out who she's with and then be like, okay, I'll act like this. Because she's a Gemini, Sag, or Scorpio. I'm not even dissing you, Casey. It's like Gemini, Sag with a Scorpio rising. She basically has, like, she's very non-judgmental in general because she can understand everyone's point of view all the time. And especially after this year ends and the South Node stops moving through, that's why I think she could be a really wonderful nonfiction writer. That's why I said Cheryl Strayed. I would love to see the...
Sarah, she already is a wonderful nonfiction writer. She is fucking 10 times funnier than me at writing nonfiction. Well,
I told her that. I told you.
It always happens.
I told her we need her on the pod.
Since she was a teenager, she's the fucking funniest writer.
She's a very talented person, but she doesn't have the ego that you and I both do. And she's more just like trying to have fucking fun out here. So she basically finds out who she's with, then takes on that persona. In some parties, she's a Republican. Some parties, she doesn't even know what voting is, right? Some parties, and neither of those are true, people. That's what I want to say. Those are both not things that are true actually about who Casey is as a person. But she'll kind of just stay in the conversation with whoever just to make nice and then get the material and write about them later. I also want to say,
like, whenever you get like me, my mom, and my sister in a room, it's like me and my mom being like, hip, 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 look at that bitch. She fucking sucks. And Casey being like, can you guys like stop? Like, what if we just talked about something positive? And we're like, what? Wah! So
no, I feel like what I'm really getting at is I'm predicting tiny, beautiful things about like all the little salad, like shredded lettuce, turkey. It's a sign. Yeah. Yeah. I want tiny, beautiful things about all the different toppings in the sandwich line. Tiny, beautiful things, six little tiny shorty sandwiches, tiny, beautiful things. Shredded mozzarella, tiny, beautiful things, cherry tomatoes that we can cut and put on your sandwich. Tiny, beautiful sandwich construction.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot.
And right, then so brave enough to confront your sister on her own podcast.
Yeah, I know. That's true. This is the thing. Casey, yes, she can be mutable in a way where she can chill with anyone and everyone likes her. Everyone, when they first meet Casey, is like, wow, she's super fucking chill. But if you do cross a line, she will call you out. Like, she will call you out.
That's going to look different, though, after this year.
How so?
The Sagittarius energy is going through a wipeout. Wow, I hate that I can't sing or do voices now that I've destroyed my vocal cords.
It's okay. You're doing ASMR.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing, Case. You're going through a bit of a dark night of the soul, which for you seems sunny and bright. But really, the issue with Sagittarius is, up until this point, has been that they actually do think they're right about stuff. And you, even if she has at any point gone, okay, but at the end of the day, I'm fucking right. I think all the Sagittarians are going to put down their righteousness a little bit by the end of this year and actually start to develop new belief systems. So I think, Casey, anything that you think you're right about now, please let it go and don't stick up for anything at parties. I want you to take in all the information and then, you know, it's like, here's the thing. Am I political anymore? Join the moon party, right? We got to figure out what your moonual is. You're more of a revolutionary thinker.
She's going to become a Bernie bro. Finally.
No, but Bernie's going to die at some point. It's going to be more like someday. I'm not saying
the AOC.
Yeah, I think she'd be a great campaign manager for AOC. AOC does need someone like Casey in her corner.
Yes, Casey should be in politics.
I went to BU. I'll see if I can connect with her on the alumni network. LOL.
Okay, thanks. That'd be great.
My mom and I have been saying for years, Casey, mommy and I have been saying that you should be in politics.
Yeah, I think you could work with AOC and we could do merch like AOC is A-OK. But we can do the A-OK thing so the white supremacists also buy it because they think that it's like
power symbol.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll put it A-OK and we'll know that's not what it is, but we'll trick them into supporting
her. Buying it.
Here's my next question, Casey. And then we're going to move on to Tale of Two Andrews, which you are so welcome to stay on and talk about.
No, we have to talk about The Bachelor.
Oh, The Bachelor, and then we'll get Tale of Two Andrews. So real quick, Case, do you think that our parents raised us with a potato famine mindset?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was going to add that to the story. So I didn't mean to get a job at Jersey Mike's. My track coach owned Jersey Mike's, and he was like, you'd be really good at Jersey Mike's because you'd be really good with customers at customer service, and that's their biggest thing there. And
I want to say just real quick, like, the story has now completely fucking changed, and I have a new opinion.
Okay. What? And so, wait, I'm not done telling the story yet.
Continue. I know, but how did it change?
okay, it's not like she went and applied at Jersey Mike's. The owner of Jersey Mike's hand selected her to be a sandwich artist. It's totally different than I got a shit job at Jersey Mike's. You were chosen to, it's like if Steve Jobs was like, yeah, you could work at Apple, but I'm going to put you in the floor so that you understand what's going on. Like when you're in film school, you have to do all of the parts, even if I was not going to be a lighting designer, but I had to take lighting design class. You needed to learn about the floor so that I think he was going to bring you into management very fast. And at the end of the day, you were like, yeah, but I'm not having sandwich finger.
Thank you. Thank you. This is what I'm saying, Sarah. No one was hand selecting me for shit.
Yeah. You were like sort of the bastard daughter, even though you were the oldest. And I think Casey, you're really popular and we resent you for it. And, yeah. I just think you didn't work at Jersey Mike's. Mike from Jersey, who opened a sandwich shop that is a now major franchisable, successful business, said, Casey's the one. Let's bring her in and teach her the ropes from the ground up. Anyway, finish your story, Casey. But wow, you have debunked more than you thought on the
show. She debunked her own debunking. How about
debunked
that?
You debunked your own bunker, you fucking idiot. Okay.
She rebunked it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Sagittarius are going through. They're going, okay, damn, I didn't think about it that way. So thanks for doing the work.
My moon too.
Well, right. So she's like, yeah, I can think of that point of view in a second. I can think of 30 points of view. Fuck off. But really, I think this is very brave of you to come on and share this. You should write a book brave enough to come on and share this on Molly's podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting it all out today. I'm getting it all off my chest. But okay, so basically he said, why don't you come work here? And I said, sure, I'll think about it. But actually, I'm going to California for a month this summer. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get a summer job. Which was a complete lie because
That's always if anybody here is wondering how to get out of something, you say that you're super busy doing something cooler.
Okay. Yeah, something really cool. Yeah,
I'm going to California, actually.
Oh, I never do that. Yeah. I just shit on myself. Wait,
well, Molly, I'm going to actually reprogram your brain, so don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Okay, so then what happened?
How old were you, Case?
31. Kidding.
I must have been 15.
So you didn't have a job age 14.
No.
Okay, so Molly was abused and you weren't. Molly was abused and you weren't. She was 14, you were 15.
Not for lack of trying.
Me?
I tried to get a job on the beach because I wanted to wake up early. My hair would get blonde. I would get tan. Eventually, I could work my way up to become a badge checker where you literally sit on the beach all day and get paid for it. But Molly ruined my chances.
No, I think you need to rethink that, Sag. I want you to let go of that belief right now. Molly actually was the frontline soldier that we just don't even respect in the military. It's like, oh, we'll send those people out there and they're obviously going to die. Molly went out there and died on the bench for you so that you didn't have to live that life.
Thank you. And also, first of all, did you starve that summer? No. Did you not have $5 to pay at parties for Keystone Light? No.
No, people pay for her to do everything. They like her. She's popular.
Yeah, our parents were like, oh, Casey's fine. She doesn't need a curfew. And then third of all, if you became a badge checker, they make you wear a one piece. And then you would have got a one-piece tan line for age 16 to 22. And you would have quit anyway.
It's better than smelling like a number 9. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Okay,
so
when you're a 10, it doesn't matter what you smell like.
And that's on God.
Make it work.
So the end of the story is that my mom told him the truth and ruined my lie.
Oh, my God. What a narc.
And then I had nothing to say.
Your mother did not uphold the lie that she said. What do you mean? Casey's in California.
Yeah. And I told her, listen, you got to go with me on this.
No, that put you in therapy. That's really fucked up. I'm really sorry that happened to you.
This is called being Catholic. This is called being Catholic.
I want to save the Catholics. I'm feeling really bad for you guys because that's unacceptable for a mother to do. To not uphold your child's harmless lie in the name of she doesn't want to work at the sandwich shop anymore. I'm going to have Mrs. Malshine on this podcast because she needs to have a little talk with Coach Rara.
That's going to be a long podcast, my friend.
Well, you know what? I did a 3-hour setup for my 3-hour show yesterday. So I do long talking.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know mommy sold you out.
She sold me out.
I thought you called her mommy.
We call them mommy and daddy.
No, the Catholics are really, really fucking their kids up. That's really fucked up. That's really fucked up. No, that's like really upsetting to me. That's almost worse than not lying. Mommy. They're literally scaring. You have arrested development, but it's from like the 16th century. I'm feeling really sad for you guys.
Yeah, we're like, mommy, daddy.
Mommy, can I? can I have dinner tonight? No, you have work at 4 a.m. Go to bed.
Mommy, please don't make me use the slicer machine, please.
Mommy, please let me sleep in a bed, no. Not a bench.
I love thinking of the day though, where you're like, hey, mom. And she was like, okay, it's mommy. You call me mommy and that's daddy. Okay. And I want you to feel weird every time you call someone daddy in bed for the rest of your life. Okay. That was their way of making sure you had vanilla sex forever.
Exactly.
No one's going to be their daddies except for daddy.
Oh, exactly. Sarah, that's good. That's a bit. That's good.
Cut out the clip. Make the time zone. Make the timestamp known. Desi will make it a clip to go on the internet.
No, that's really good to make sure you don't have vanilla sex. Oh, man.
It's actually mommy. I love that. I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just trying to protect you from having any kind of kink.
That's late. That's your late night.
No. Why don't you take that? That's a joke for you and your set. I'm giving it to you now. We're going to tour theaters the minute that we have a huge following and that we can leave the house again without potentially dying from breathing. But the minute we do, I want to put that's. I wrote that joke for you, and I want to hear it in your set, and I'm gonna make sure of it.
All right, I'm gonna use it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, mommy. The Bachelor.
You know what's funny? Actually, sometimes when Molly talks about me at the moon, she's like, she's our moon mommy. And I'm like, I wonder why she says it like that. And because sometimes I'll be like moon mama or like moon mama baba rara or whatever my fake like name for the day is. She's our moon mommy. And I'm like, ooh, mommy. And I'm thinking M-A-M-I. And I'm like, oh my God, no, she says mommy like it's normal.
No, it's mommy. It's funny because it's so stupid. Mommy and daddy are the stupidest sounding thing. I love it.
Well, it's also, just like four children, actually. No, I'm back to my beginning thing. Casey is Jared.
No. Jared from Subway, yeah. Here's the thing. We never started calling them mom and dad until we realized that it was weird.
You would get punished for it. No. We never started calling them mom and dad because we weren't allowed to call them mom or dad or stay out after 11 or smoke cigarettes. So it never even happened. It was one of the laws of the house.
Well, like whenever we realized it was weird and I was like, should I start calling them mom and dad? I was like, it's too late.
Yeah, then it was weird to do that.
You know, I want to say as a life coach, I'm actually triggered on every level right now. And for anyone listening that's maybe not, 30 or lower than that in age, it's actually never too late to change or try to do something differently. Okay. I want to just make sure that is like on the record that like at 31, you can start calling your mommy mom. It's not too late to try. At least try. Go for it. If it doesn't work out, you can go back to mommy. Okay. But it's worth a shot at just as ma even.
Well, we do call them Maz and Paz too.
Okay, now that's very cute, but that's actually how they brainwashed you into thinking that you were friends.
No, that was Casey. That was Casey fixing it. I think Casey really realized how weird it was.
And creative nonfiction writer. There we go.
Probably.
Exactly. She started the Maz and Paz, and then I was like, ooh, this is way better than mommy and daddy. We're doing
so
this.
So you were actually more comfortable trying a new thing, which was Maz?
Well,
but you were too old to try, saying mom, that ship sailed long ago, but Maz.
It sailed, Sarah. We can't bring it back. It's
no,
gone.
Mass, you guys are brainwashed. Catholics go to Mass, right?
It started as memo, like the French memo. And then I started saying Mazmoles. And then I dropped, the Maz.
I know that that's what
them.
You think. I know that's what you think, Casey, but actually they were bringing you back to the church. Mass. Come on. I'm sorry, you guys. It's going to be okay. We'll talk about it after. We'll talk about it after because I need to rewire both of your brains. And you got to start calling them
like
mom and dad ASAP.
Sunflower, every moment of the sun.
And she sings, ladies and gentlemen.
Towards mommy.
The talented Mulshine has made herself known. It is truly a new moon in Leo. The bigger, better, more talented performer has arrived and is here to roar.
And she's doing the Steve Martin King Tut dance. Why do you guys want to talk The Bachelor? I'm just going to tap out because I don't watch this show.
I'm going to lead here for a minute. Hey, you guys, welcome to back to the Space Trash Podcast. This is something I've been dying to talk to anybody about, but apparently, so I never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette until The Plague. Now I'm fucking it. And two episodes ago, there was an episode. Have you been watching this season? Okay.
Absolutely.
Two episodes ago, the front runner on the show, also a New Jersey native, Greg Grippo, and I want to say I have all these people's charts up, Greg Grippo, pulled a fast one on our girl, Katie, and he actually went from being the guy who was obviously going to win to leaving the show that day because he was like, I need you to literally say I love you. And she was like, I made a commitment to not saying those three words until the end, but I right? And then he was like, no, it's not enough. You don't see me. And then in a very dramatic turn of events, Katie was begging on her knees for him to stay. He went home. And then the internet went crazy because Casey, I made you the Bachelorette, but you're married and I think it's going to work. But LOL. The Catholics wouldn't have it any other way. So it's obviously going to work, neither even if you're white knuckling through your fucking 40s and 50s. But the thing I'm saying is this. Katie posted that about gaslighting right after the episode. And there has been just an enormous outpouring of debate about whether or not Greg Grippo gaslit Katie. Casey, do you think, did I miss anything in the story? And do you think what Greg did was gaslighting? Why or why not?
I don't want people to get angry at me, but I don't.
No, it's okay if people get angry at you. We need all the press we can get. Say something really bad so people write about
it. That's true. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe this will work. I don't think he was gaslighting her.
He was gaslighting her at all. Tell me why. I'll tell you why too. I'm furious.
I thought this guy was a big phony, like the whole time I was watching. I was like, he's not that into her and he's just kind of lame and whatever. He's got this acting career, blah, 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 whatever. And then in the hometown date, which this was a hometown date, I was like, oh my God, he does actually like her. They do actually have a connection. He was showing her to his family. He was crying. And then he said, I love you to her. And it just seemed like a really actually vulnerable moment for him and like something that was difficult for him to do. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just have a softy for the guys with their emotions. And I just want the men to be able to emote and share their story and all of that. And she just sat there and stared at him and didn't give him anything. I'm sorry. She didn't. She just kept staying silent.
Keep going.
Okay, I'm just going to finish it up. So yeah. And
you're right on.
Like, she should have been able to tell, like, oh my God, that was a big thing for him. Easiest thing in the world, kiss him. Kiss the man. He knows that you can't say I love you on the show if you don't want to look like a total ass clown at the end. Just kiss him. All she did was stare at him and, like, smile and then kind of, like, change the subject.
Well, her response was abhorrent. I will say that. What she said was, I love looking at you. Which wasn't even related to anything that he said. And I understood where he was like, yeah, but can you like connect with me on the real reel? And she's like, I, you're going to have a rose next week. You're going to win. I'm trying to tell you, you're going to win. And he's like, I'm not talking about winning or getting the rose. I'm talking about, I want you to like, just for real for a second, like, do you want to marry me? Do you want to be with me? Because if you don't, I need to leave. Right. And I think the real issue overall was that she was not sure if she was going to pick him or Blake. And I watched a lot of body language expert stuff on the matter, and all the body language experts across the board were like, it's going to be Blake. It's going to be Blake because of the body language, which we'll get into later. But here's the confusing part. Okay. That wasn't where the gaslighting was the problem. The gaslighting, I think, came in when she did realize that she messed up. She apologized. Then she chased him around trying to have a conversation. But the issue is the minute that he's like, I'm done, he was done. So what happened was, I think what they're thinking as gaslighting is that she's saying, I don't understand. I thought you said you were in love with me and now you want to leave. And he's like, yeah. And what I think she thinks is like, well, if you are in love with me and then you're ready to leave, you have been lying this whole time. And now I know that you're trying to make me seem crazy because she did feel crazy. And yes, I don't think he was madly in love with her because he wouldn't have left. He would have sulked in his room. And I don't know. I don't think someone really in love with someone is going to be like, I'm leaving. I think he had a vibe that it did change. At the beginning of the show, she was obviously going to pick him. On the very end, she was kind of going to pick Blake, actually. But she was going to end up picking between the two of them. And it was going to be, I literally think Justin was just because, I didn't actually see the final episode, but I know that it's probably Blake. Because Justin seemed like just like someone I'd fuck before it's over. I'll do it in the fantasy suites. I'll fuck this hot guy and then we're good. But I think she would have actually been way more torn up if she had to choose between the two. Because it's almost like, to me, Greg was like that cool like boyfriend from high school that you like just will never get over hypothetically. But that Blake actually is like a perfect match for her. And he's a way more of all the things you could say about Blake with his three times a charm kind of thing. I think he's a really like stable dude. He works with wildlife. This man loves. And Greg actually went to high school with my friend Ronnie, who is also a comedian. And I brought it up months ago being like, yo, he's from Edison. You're from Edison. Do you know him? Now, to be fair, Ronnie was in a near blackout, but he was like, that guy's a sociopath. Really? So I sort of had an inkling that there was going to be that he was sort of a red herring with all of the extra Greg footage. I thought they were really trying to, because I do think I looked into it. I think contractually she's not allowed to end the show more than a week early. Because of what happened with Claire, they can't have that happen again. So she had to remain. She had to keep giving people roses until at least it was almost over.
What's the gaslight girl boss gatekeeper?
What?
What's the gaslighting?
So basically, people were saying because Casey, can you sum this up for me? I'm too verbose, and then I'm gonna tell you about his chart and why he was not gaslighting. And
this guy seemed like the front runner. He told the Bachelorette that he loved her. She said, I'm not allowed to say it back. But also she could have just like kissed him.
She could have done something that was at least loving. And what she said was,
why is she not allowed to say it back?
That was a commitment she made to herself.
What?
Yeah, she decided she wasn't going to say it to anyone until it was like the last person.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Whole history in Bachelor Nation of like some people say I love you to two people by accident. Like that last week is just a whirlwind of like you feel like you love everyone and then you have to pick one basically. So like the main idea is like
really like when you're about to pack for a vacation and you're like, I need a sundress for the one night we're going out, and you're like, I love all these sundresses, and it's like, first of all, you never wear them, and now it's all of a sudden really hard to pick because you can only pick one. Please.
Yeah. So like you try not, I think they all try not to say I love you to anyone until the end. And also the producers probably try to get them to not say it so that it seems like there's not a front runner so that you keep watching. But she was just like, I can't say it back. And so then the next day he came back and was like, listen, I need something here. If you're not going to like give me anything, then I'm just basically, I have to go. It was a really long conversation.
And then she was begging and saying, I don't understand. So there's where it got, she was going, I don't understand. I don't understand. And you just did X, Y, and Z. How could you be now doing this? And he was like, I don't really want to talk about it and I want to go home. So she thought that was gaslighting because she took that as like, you've now made me feel really crazy and confused. Now you've told me all these things just to get me to say something. And you're actually like a manipulative liar here for your acting career. I want to be clear. He's not there for his acting career. He didn't have any career. Okay.
They're all there for influencer careers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And okay, I want to say something because we have to move on. But Molly, would you be mad or join us?
Oh my God. Wait. Stop the presses. Sarah thinks we have to move on.
I'm trying to pitch you something so that I don't have to move on, which is that would you mind if Casey and I later recorded an addendum to this episode because I have a lot to say about this Bachelor season and all their charts, and you're not going to be interested in it. But Casey, do you want to talk about it with me? We can put it up on anything. I just would like to talk about this with you later.
I feel like, yeah, this is a...
I'm going to put a pin in this.
This is a deep dive, and I think that you guys should do it on IG Live or something.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do it on IG Live?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's fabulous. Okay. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, it's Casey very is really good.
Very good.
So follow Sarah and Casey if you want to keep up with the Girl Boss Gaslight Gatekeep.
The Greg Grippo gaslighting. If you just hashtag that, the internet's going crazy for it.
No, she was doing a Girl Boss bit, though, too.
Who was?
Katie.
Okay, we have to talk about this. Yeah, I have to watch that first. I'm going to watch that first, and then we're going to do it.
Okay. Greg Grippo is the most Central Jersey name I've ever heard in my life, by the way.
Greg Grippo. Yay, dang.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Greg Grippo? He's in
– oh, my God, dude, yeah.
He's in SIGEP. He's kind of hot. I saw him at Menlo Park Mall, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Greg Grippo.
I love that you guys are from where I'm from.
All right. A tale of two Andrews. Two Andrew, two Furious. So what is so crazy this week, first news broke, Prince Andrew is being sued, finally, by Virginia Roberts Giuffre.
Thrilling.
The girl from all the Epstein documentaries. She's become like the face of friend of the pod, Jeffrey Epstein's legal troubles.
Yeah.
Then a day or something later, we find out that Andrew Cuomo is resigning from governor of New York for sexual harassment. Bad week to be an Andrew, first of all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Second of all, I want to guess, and Casey, we can both guess, and Sarah can let us know. Like, I want to guess what they have in common in their charts.
Oh, I love that question, Molly. You're really such an investigator. First of all, I want to just say, Buzzy's calling me. Hang on. I want to just say that Andrew, the name, means manly, strong, courageous. So that's kind of funny.
Courageous is another word for has some fucking balls. So
right, like will grab your pussy and then say I didn't realize. Okay, so now what are the similarities? Okay,
Let me say one more thing. The law that Virginia Roberts Giuffre is using to sue Prince Andrew was signed into action by Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, you love to see it.
No, that's
it. What did you say?
Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law the thing that is allowing Virginia Roberts to sue Prince Andrew.
Wait. Yes. That is really interesting.
Yes.
I have Virginia's chart up too.
So let me read it to you from BBC.
Wow, this is so interesting.
I feel like when I watch Love Actually for like the second time and realized all the characters like kind of know each other, that's what this feels like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Child Victims Act. New York State's Child Victims Act was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2019. This is from the BBC, by the way, because they're obsessed with us and they don't even take their foot off our neck for 1 minute. The number three story on their site is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns. And I'm like, why do you guys care about a New York governor? You're in the UK, but whatever.
It's just such a UK NYC like sibling rivalry thing.
We are the Regina George of the world is the thing.
I sort of think if we're using this example, though, I feel like the USA is the Casey and London is the Molly of the families. Because no. London's like, Molly's like, aren't I good too? And it's like USA came second and we're actually just a little bit better.
No.
A little bit more popular actually in the end. Yeah.
It's not a perfect metaphor. It's
no, we're not at all.
I was throwing it out there. But you're still the family, you're related. But in the end, London's just a little bit like not as popular as the US. Treated a little bit differently.
But more prestigious.
Hypothetically.
But Casey's more prestigious than me.
Which the U.S. actually
is. It doesn't work.
I'm going to disagree, but we'll attack this on the pod. I'm going to make a case for this good analogy.
Maybe we can
keep this going on our Instagram live, Sarah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going to come back to put a pin in it.
Oh, fuck you guys. All right. So the Child Victims Act, signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2019, allowed survivors of childhood sexual abuse to file a case which had already been time barred or expired and gave them a year to do so. So it allows you to do like, you know, not ex post facto. That 1 year window, that's not what it is at all. I just, you know, that 1 year window was extended because of disruption to court services during the pandemic and ends this week on August 14th. Wow. Cuomo called it a pathway to justice for people who allege they were abused when underage and was intended to help right wrongs that went acknowledged and unpunished. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Cuomo fucking harassed multiple women, allegedly. So it's really interesting that he signed this into law, but at the same time, it's not surprising because to me, it's like a predator who knows that he's preying on people and he is like, what's worse than what I do? Fucking children. That's worse than what I do. So I'm going to sign a bill into law about fucking children.
Well, you know what almost reminds me of too? Like in a way, it reminds me of like the way Harry's being about the monarchy, which is like, okay, I'm still fucked up, but I'm going to make it loud and proud and known that I'm not fucked up. And it's like, no, you still are. Like you can't be like, I'm outing the monarchy for who they really are. And it's like, okay, but you're still who you really are too.
Right. Like you wore a Nazi costume and called your brothers in arms packies. Like,
we're not going to forget about that just because now you're saying they're abusive and racist. It's like, dude, you're abusive and racist too.
Yeah. So
racist. Now you're awokened.
So, okay. What do we think the tale of two Andrews, two Andrew, two Furious, what do these two Andrews have in common?
First, I want you to guess their sun, moon, and risings, both.
I think there's some Libra in there.
Which one? Wait, which Andrew?
Oh,
I think both of them.
Let's start with Cuomo.
Cuomo, because law, Libra, that whole vibe. But there's still like a people-pleasing kind of thing going on.
Okay. So you think he has Libra?
It would be Scorpio for the power grabs. Mm.
Okay, so we think he has Libra, Scorpio. What do you think his third big sign is?
I'll throw Sag in there. Okay. I'm a Sag, but you know.
Quite interesting.
It pops up where you least expect it.
Quite interesting. Right. Well, so does his boner. Okay, Molly?
I'm going to substitute your Cuomo Sag for Aquarius. I feel like he's got some Aquarius in there because I think he is a water bearer. He doesn't relate to the water. He doesn't know how the water feels, but he bears the water. And he's like, I care about the little people. And it's like, no, you're just in charge of them. So I think he's got some Aquarius in there. I think both Andrew Cuomo and Prince Andrew could have either Gemini or Libra, because I am on the record many times as saying that those are the two signs that I think are best at equivocating and justifying anything to themselves and being able to say, well, no, this is okay because this. And clearly there's a lot going on of that, of both of these men. I think, like Casey said, there could be Scorpio in both of them because clearly these are things that have been going on deep down under what they should have been doing. But at the same time, I don't think Prince Andrew thought that what he was allegedly doing was wrong. Like, I think Prince Andrew...
That's ridiculous, Molly, but okay.
No, I think that Prince Andrew fully thought that it was okay. Sarah, do you know the fucking age of consent in the UK is 16?
Wait.
Yeah, so
what?
Based on...
Oh, well, that really kind of does.
That changes everything.
Money the waters for him.
Aside from money the waters, it also, like, clears them up in a way.
Yeah, so apparently, like, so the way that the reason why Virginia is able to sue him in New York, I think, is because she's alleging that it happened in New York. But if it had happened in the UK, which is where that photo of him with his hand around her waist with Ghislaine, that was in London. And if he had sex with her in London, that would be legal. So I feel like he knew the law in London. His head is so far up his ass that he didn't know there were different laws. He assumed that 16 is the age of consent everywhere. So I think that Prince Andrew fully thought that everything he was doing was fine. And also you have to keep in mind that the European aristocracy has a long and storied history of being sexual deviants. They're bisexual.
Well, also Italians.
They're
pansexual.
I know that's the other thing, the Italian thing of, oh, I'm Italian.
Doesn't everybody kiss on the lips?
I mean, when I think about it, like the people that groped me at work as a teenager were.
They're like, oh, this is how we say hello.
I'm not going to finish the sentence, but.
Yeah.
From New Jersey.
Yeah. Fill it in your head.
But yeah, and it's also just like Andrew grew up one of four children of the queen of the country. He probably was just allowed to get away with everything.
Well, they also don't even know about anything.
Right.
Like, he showed up at the party in Nazi costumes thinking it was like, this will be funny. We'll be military for tonight. And it's like, military?
Right. And the fucking Out of Africa party that we're going to write a musical about.
We have another musical writing too. I'll tell you later.
I know. So, okay. Anyway, all this to say, I don't think Prince Andrew has Scorpio in his chart because I don't think he knows enough to be ashamed of what he did. That's why I don't think he has Scorpio. He doesn't even know he has to cover it up. When he got interviewed by the BBC, that was news to him.
That's just like Rachel from The Bachelor with her Confederacy costume. She was like, I just thought the waist looked thin.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not Scorpio energy. That's just dumbass energy. So, but Cuomo, I could see Scorpio. So, okay, Sarah, let us know. I don't even remember what either of us said. So tell
us. Andrew Cuomo is, 1 point for Casey, a Sagittarius sun conjunct his Saturn, meaning that he is here doing serious business about beliefs and society.
And he's lawless.
Lawless, but making the laws. That's Sagittarius, okay?
Yes, that is so sad.
Yeah.
What a dick.
His moon, Gemini. His moon's in Gemini. That's his apology statement was so Gemini, right? Which was like, I got it. I was wrong. So wow, you both, 1 point for Sag, 1 point for Gemini. You two are a cute little pair of sisters.
2 points for me having the same top two as him. Don't give me Scorpio for rising.
Cuomo's a little bit of a Casey debunker. So that's in Casey debunker. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't say anything. She's from New Jersey. Okay, so now.
It's okay, Casey. I have the same chart, the same big three as Kellyanne Conway. So don't worry.
Isn't that awesome? No, we're going to do a deep dive about that too. Now, we don't have Cuomo's rising is the truth. We don't have the birth time. But his North Node, his Mars, and his Neptune are all in Scorpio. So he actually is here to do that and share that kind of – like he's here – right now he's going through a moment where he's unearthing the dark side and he's actually from this going to learn how to actually be intimate for real. Like the fact – I sort of believe that he didn't know either. Like I think both Andrews were this divine masculine like – you know, clearance item kind of guys. Like they're at the end of this era and they both are like, no, we kiss people. We touch people. We fucking put our hands on their ass. That's what asses are for. Right. And they just both. So I think Andrew Cuomo, because of this, is going to come into actually, like he cares about the people, but he actually cares about the people because of his status. And I think this is meant to bring him into reality so that he may in fact actually learn to care about people actually. And then he's not going to be, his career is not over. So maybe he could actually use what he learns from this and have a Gemini switch and actually do something good.
Yeah, but I don't think he learned anything because his statement.
I do.
His statement is, I didn't do anything, but the investigation is distracting from me being governor.
That was part of it, but I guess I have to say this. It's really not a popular opinion, but I sort of
You're
like Cuomo.
Your nose?
Yeah, I pick my nose. I'm saying I sort of like Cuomo.
Why do you like him?
I'm sort of attracted to him, honestly.
Well, yeah, he's got that like pervy he's Italian. Very, guy. Like,
and I guess maybe
he'd be into it.
Maybe I'm seeing it through just a girl with a crush lens, you know? But to me, his statement was, I thought what he said was actually kind of. He's right that like my grandfather, he's not a creep under any stretch of the law, LOL, but he is from the same, like there was a time when men were blind and they thought that they wanted to put our, men thought that being cool to them was putting their hand around their waist. Like that's how that, I think there has been a real flip in what's acceptable. I think they're both demented people with power who are not that tuned into like actual human emotion in general. But I don't think he thought he was being rapey. I think he's a hot guy in his world and in my world. And I think he thought like flirting, like Devi, for example, she's so beautiful. Every single person that comes into contact with her thinks that she's flirting with them or hitting with them. Randy too. Randy, everybody that Randy talks to is like, he fell in love with me. He's flirting with me. And it's like, no, you fell in love with him. Right.
Yeah.
So I think Cuomo is used to being like kind of a popular guy flirt and thought he was like kind of just being fun. I'm not saying he didn't assault anybody, but who hasn't in politics? Okay. But I feel like a lot of the stuff, maybe he did do some really bad ones, but in general, I got what he was saying, which is like, look, there has been a problem with the way men were raised. And I am here to say, I will take the bullet for this. We shouldn't act like this anymore. And I'm cool.
But he didn't say that.
He did sort of. He did. In his statement to me today. Can you read the statement? I think he said, we are in a different era of social norm. Right?
No.
Get the statement.
You're doing the thing you just accused people of doing with Desi and Randy.
Well, I'm a liar, Molly. Okay. But I'm just saying the statement that I watched, I'm pretty sure. Do you have the official statement? Can you read
it? Yeah. All right.
He admitted that he truly offended. Wait on. Cut this part and say it again. There was just too much ruckus. Desi just walked in. Start again.
I'm not going to cut it because I already have to cut out all my echoes.
If you watch the documentary we made yesterday, that's why I screamed at her to close the door. She let a life-size lizard into the house. Anyway, bye.
What?
I'll tell you. Watch my comedy special. I'll tell you the story.
Okay, Sarah, you're right. I fucked it up. The disgraced, this is all paraphrased, but there are little chunks that are in quotes. It's from ABC News. The disgraced governor admitted that he truly offended the women, but contended that there have been, quote, generational and cultural shifts that precluded him from understanding the necessity for, quote, personal boundaries. In my mind, I've never crossed the line.
Right. I think that's true.
But listen, he goes, in my mind, I've never crossed the line with anyone. Harvey Weinstein could say the same thing. And he says, but I didn't realize the extent to which the line has been redrawn. He's using this to his benefit. And he knows that he fucked up, and he's using the generational sweet like changes to fucking, you know.
And like the Me Too movement has been going on for like 4 years now, I think, at least. So it's like you kind of could have learned in the last couple years. I know generations ago, it was generations ago, but you know. It's a little late.
So Casey and I are going to get into this more on our official IG Live Space Trash addendum happening soon. I have so many thoughts, but gaslighting. Let's come back to the gaslighting conversation. I've had conversations with men where – sorry, I was just checking if she closed the fucking door. Okay. I've had conversations with men where they've clearly done something, and I am going – can you just agree with me that you did this? Or could you just say sorry for doing this? They're wrong. They're dumb as shit. And they were mostly college athletes. So they really have no idea what I'm talking about. And so sometimes I'm like, wow, this is gaslighting. And then I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. You're dumb as shit.
I don't think they're being dumb, Sarah. I think they're being voluntarily like ignorant.
What was the worst Cuomo assault claim?
He touched someone's stomach. He put hands around people's waist. He made sexual jokes to people.
I think that sounds like someone that's kind of my type, to be honest. I'm attracted to that.
That's fine. But here's the thing. He knows that he had power over those people. He knew that he had power over them, and he was treating men and women differently. And okay, he's not that fucking old.
You guys have never had mommy and daddy sex, so you don't really get that in his world, he's just a daddy.
Okay.
But he's got to keep that out of the workplace is the issue.
Yeah. And he's not that old. He's not old enough. He's not like our grandma old.
Right.
No, he's a fucking... You know, in the 80s, he probably did way worse shit, but the women are like, I don't even remember because it was like quaalude rape. But I think being flirty in
allegedly.
We watched Mad Men. It was hot.
He's 63. He was a baby when that era was happening.
But his father, who never had therapy, probably raised him to think that Dron Draper is the fucking man.
I'm not.
I'm a Cuomo apologist. I guess I said it here first. I'm a Cuomo apologist. if we find out he did anything to hurt like black people or women other than the women who are like, I didn't want him to touch me, I will change my views. I don't really know about politics other than the moon because I'm actually working on the government for the intergalactic, you know, federacy right now. But so Earth right now is not even my priority, but it's like, I just feel like he is just an idiot Italian New York. Like, I thought I was being cool. Women like to feel thin.
Okay. But like, I growing up had so many dudes cross the line and push my buttons and act like it was just cause like, oh, I like
on purpose.
I like to hug. And it's like, okay, well, I don't.
Yeah, but did you think they were trying to assault you? You had to say, hey, I'm actually not a hugger.
No, I think they were trying to show how manly they were. And that is a form of crossing my boundaries to benefit yourself.
Yeah, but did you say, hey, I have a boundary here?
Yeah, I would be like, ugh. And they'd be like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
well, also, Jersey Shore, we all saw the show. So it's, you know, I'm not saying he's not a douchey guy. I'm right. Just saying, I don't okay. think he was like a, like, I think the more we find out about Clinton, the more I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Whereas I don't think we're going to have a Cuomo moment
okay.
that's really that upsetting in terms of his sex life.
Sarah, here's where I do agree with you, is that, yes, if any of that stuff happened to me, like, I wouldn't make a federal case out of it. I've had plenty of bosses stare at my boobs and talk to me about my underwear and shit like that. But
I had a boss that I slept in my apartment with Brooke that I was doing the documentary with in a studio apartment. And we like got wasted and he had his hand on my leg the whole time. And I was like, oh my God, he has a crush on me. I like didn't even think of it as assault. I was like, wow, he does like me.
Yeah.
But maybe like, I'm just fucked up. I'm sort of an assaulter myself though. So maybe I'm skewed.
No, you're not. Don't say that. Don't say that. You're not. And
it's
here's
how stuff. It's eighth house stuff. It's like sometimes people with the eighth house stuff, they don't really realize that they are being boundary crossing. They think they're like leveraging what they know, which is that I'm Andrew Cuomo and I know you want to suck my dick in this office right now. I'm just kidding. But LOL.
No, but that's an admission that that's where he was going with it. It was not
but
just
it's like the same thing as like, what was that interview that came out? Who was the nerdy comic that was like, the girl wrote that scathing article. He was like, then he put his fingers in my pant, in my hands, and he put his hand in my mouth.
Aziz Ansari.
And it's like, okay, he's bad at having sex. He's probably never had sex before. And he thinks because he's a celebrity, you're playing the rape. No, reluctant girl fuck celebrity after comedy show. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
I think we have ruined the men's psyches and they should all just snap, go to hypnotist and sleep.
Well, the thing that was the issue with the Aziz thing is that all of his comedy was like, I'm the nice guy. You can trust me. And then it turned out he was sticking his hand down women's throats without it. Like, no one wants
that. But I think because of porn, he thought that was normal. I think he doesn't have any social skills.
Yeah, that is sad. Here's where I will agree with you with what you're saying.
I love when you agree with me.
Is that I do think that right now is a politically expedient time to get rid of Andrew Cuomo.
Expedient,
and I do,
great word.
Thank you. And I do think that, you know, there are machinations going on. There are levers being pulled that are causing the Democratic establishment to say, oh, we're ready to get rid of him. And that's why this is happening right now.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with fighting for women and minorities or the underprivileged. It has to do with, okay, he's served his purpose and we're getting him out now. And that's what it always is. The Democrats had, and I'm a registered Democrat.
Same.
The Democrats had Bill
Clinton. But we're going to register for the moon party from here on out. Go to the moon.
The Democrats had Bill Clinton and Kamala Harris co-host an event for International Women's Day this year.
It's like either they're touching you or they're out of touch. But
yeah.
Either way, they're raping us.
That's the thing. It's like, I believe that Cuomo overstepped. I believe that he knew he was overstepping. And I also believe that the Democratic machine is full of shit. And
I think it's over. I think the moon party is the only hope. I think politics, I told you this earlier, I think this might have been the last election ever.
I know. I'm really scared by that prediction because all of your predictions are true and I don't want that one to be true. Okay. Let's move on to, before we move on to Prince Andrew, give me your 10-second version of what's going to happen with Andrew Cuomo. You said that you think he's learning from his mistakes. I disagree completely. I think he's pissed at the system for...
When I say learning from his mistakes, I don't necessarily mean he's like learning, but I think he is going to... I could see him. I don't know if he's going to. I could see him moving into a, like, almost not the same, like Kim K is now going to be a lawyer. Like, I could see Cuomo wanting to fix his image so badly so that he can still be out there fucking, that he make, that he doesn't, like, I think that he'll do something good, like the Women's Don't Fuck Kids Act. Like, I think he could make his life about showing that he learned.
Also, politics is all he knows. His dad was governor of New York.
Right.
His brother is a political commentator.
I think he could have a brother show. I think we could have a brother news show. I think he could become a
new. He goes to Fox.
I think that he's going to partner with his brother, North Nodes and Gemini, and I think he's going to just move to be a TV personality.
Okay.
A TV personality who low-key does like lobby work on the side because those are all his friends. He's going to be like, I love to support women in their workplace safety as his platform, even if he just keeps touching people's stomachs.
Well, the interesting thing is he's going to be able to make enough money lobbying that he never actually has to work again. And
well, that's why the whole system's fucked up in the first place. If there should be a rule that if you were ever holding public office, you are illegally, you are banned from being a lobbyist.
Yeah.
That's why the money is so fucked.
I think he's such an attention whore that he's not going to be able to even do that. And I think we need to normalize calling men attention whores because no one ever does it.
No, I think he's going to go full broadcast career with his brother.
Yeah, because he's an attention whore. He is. Yeah.
He's got to like write a book first or something, though. Like,
I don't know if he writes. I don't see him as doing a lot of homework.
He has to repent first.
All right. Now, Prince Andrew, what can you tell us about his chart and how accurately we predicted it?
I don't remember what you guys said. What did you say were his top three again?
I don't know. We'll remember.
No, I don't think I made a prediction, but okay, I would say I think Taurus could be in there because it's Taurus and Leo are in a lot of the royal family charts.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay, ASMR. Top three astrological front-running signs of Prince Andrew, the really weird, weirdest of the four royal children.
Oh, no. I don't even think he is the weirdest of the four.
Who's the weirdest?
I mean, Princess Anne is weird. Prince Edward is weird. Charles
is not as weird as much as he's just a really nerdy guy who fell in love with Camilla. And it changed everything.
Yeah. I think they're all weird. I think, like, okay, if you're at a party and all four of them are there, you're going to have the most fun with Andrew.
Yeah, because he's going to Epstein Islands. Guy knows how to party.
He is extroverted. He's a party guy. Like I would say outwardly he's the least weird. Inwardly, he clearly is dealing with some demons. So okay, tell us.
You're going to love his chart.
Before we even get into this, I want to say there is a long legacy of British men in the 20th century statutory raping a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, but it's not statutory rape. It seems like it's the law there.
Right, because like I said, the age of consent is 16, but there was even men hooking up with 14-year-olds in the 60s and 70s.
Well, everyone always wants to push it. Feel like nothing's ever enough.
Just British men.
It's not just British men, but there were a lot of British rock stars who did that. So I do feel that this is another reason why I don't think he has Scorpio in his chart, because it was so above board for grown men to be raping teenagers in the UK until like 2 years ago when he got exposed for it. So, okay. Allegedly.
I mean, the UK, we're going to have to do after the Out of Africa musical, we're going to have to do like, you know, out of the colonizer. Like the UK and the United States are going to have full on makeover glow ups, but it's not going to come without a really embarrassing moment where they're like, that's your hair. You're wearing that. Horizontal stripes. Like there's going to be a big come to Jesus moment for both the United States and Britain. And Maz and Paz are going to lay down the law moving forward about what is okay for the globe. Anyhow.
No, they shouldn't, because we will all be working in iPhone factories with like
hammers. No. We'll all be working for the Moonual together for each other at the Moonual. Join the Moon Party, themoonual.com. I'm building the future of government. And if there is a space force and there is a colony on Mars, we are going to be the only politicians up there. Okay. Join the moon party. Make it merch. Okay. Now for the big reveal. Our horny boy, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York and the Duke of all of our hearts, except no one. Take that out. I don't mean that at all. I was just like trying to find something that rhymed with York. And
I don't
like,
even
fuck
think he's that horny.
Oh my God. But look at that though. What's in common? The New York Cuomo and the Duke of York, Andrew.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's the most obvious. That's what they have in common. Their names are the same and they're both of York.
Ugh. Wait. Also, like the old
York and New York. Whoa.
The old York is I'm just going to bang whoever I want and hide behind my family's prestige. And the New York is I'm going to use it in the workplace and like build my portfolio just by like groping people.
Well, and I do think the number one difference, if I could just say, is that Cuomo is a much better liar. We'll never get over that Andrew interview where he's like, it's so funny that she would even say that because I actually clinically have never sweat. It's like, yo, dude, you gotta have, they need to get better media people at the palace because that's not, nobody approved that talking point. Actually, I couldn't have possibly raped her over the course of the last 10 years where she was my personal escort because I actually am someone who specifically does not sweat. It's like, okay.
And I was at Pizza Express the whole time. Like,
okay, you've never been to a Pizza Express and you sweat. You're sweating right now on TV, homie. We got to work on this.
Would that be a Scorpio lie going on?
Oh
no, because I think he believes his own bullshit. By the way, Pizza Express is kind of a nice restaurant in the UK, which is funny. But okay, Sarah, tell us the signs. Tell us the signs.
Oh, I was thinking it was like Panda Express for pizza. My bad. I'm uneducated. I'm ignorant about Pizza Express.
It's like a rung. It's like a rung above Olive Garden.
Okay, so that's not. I don't think I would place anybody royal in a Cheesecake Factory if that's what you mean. Like that's still not a step up from Olive Garden is like, you know, what is it like Sbarro? I mean, I was thinking Sbarro.
No, it's way nicer than Sbarro. It's way nicer than Sbarro.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, or like P.F. Chang's even.
Okay, Cheesecake Factory and P.F. Bangs. Here we go. We
Good
have
transition.
Thank you. We have Prince Andrew, that fucking Mac Daddy Duke of York. He is a Leo rising at 10 degrees, which was at the exact same place as this current new moon. It is the starting of a brand new day for our boy Prince Andrew, and it doesn't look good. Yeah, astrologically. And you know what's funny? I did look at one Cuomo chart rising. It wasn't confirmed, but they also said Cuomo was a Leo rising, which means that why is this happening today? The tale of two Andrews is the tale of the Leo risings. Because he did have a time, but it was not confirmed, but it had him as a Leo rising, which would be what they have in common. But if that's the case, it would make so much sense because this happening today, we're in the Lionsgate portal, the 8-8 Leo new moon portal that is going to, I told you, quantum leap, flip the story the other way. And so that's why they're rising. The front of their face is now, whoops, there goes my costume all over my TV. Oh my. Okay. Now.
Wait, so you're saying they're facade.
Red, white, and blue Cantrell.
Their facade. No, it was Tweet. It was Missy Elliott featuring Tweet, produced by Timbaland.
Oh, yeah. You know I am the man.
So, okay.
Here in London.
What you're saying is their facade is falling.
Oh, yeah. Not even falling. It is now, boom, another story altogether. It has fallen. It has fallen.
Okay. So what else can you tell us about Prince Andrew's shit?
His son is at the zero. This is crazy because it's 0 and 0 minutes. It's literally the moment the sun moved into this sign, and it is Pisces.
Okay, neither of us guessed that.
But you're really going to be upset about this, Mulshine. Which one, though? No. Which one? The moon of our boy, Prince Andrew, party boy, Duke of York, is Scorpio.
That's the sweat lie. Right there, baby.
Wow.
He knows he's lying. He thinks he can get away with it because he is a 0 degree Pisces. So he's a little bit like, aren't I already dead? And kind of disconnected from people, except that in his heart, he has a deep connection to wanting to fuck people. And Leo rising means that even if he wasn't ever technically fuckable by any normal person, just based on how he looks and acts in general, other than Fergie, his Leo rising means that he thinks that he and Cuomo both, if Cuomo is a Leo rising, Leo risings, like my mother's a Leo rising. Leo risings show up and they're like, you're welcome. I came to the party. Makes perfect sense. I think he's going to get in trouble unless they pay enough money to get him out of trouble.
I mean, well, this is the thing. He's going to trigger an international incident because he's going to expect the royal family to protect him and not make him go over and testify.
They're
going to
be like, actually, can we trade Harry back for Andrew? There's going to be a draft where they actually swap players.
Right. And here's the really interesting thing is Joe Biden is supposed to be this progressive guy. And he's got his own demons with like sexual harassment and stuff like
his
that.
His chart. Did we ever deep dive his chart? Because that's a good one we could do. Oh, I've done some investigating and I would like to talk about that with you.
Okay. I don't want to do a deep dive. Can you briefly tell us what the chart says about his sexual harassment allegations?
Yeah. I mean, he has his rising at 3 degrees Sagittarius, which means that he's coming off like Grandpa Joe. I'm fun and jovial, trying to lighten things up. Almost entirely the rest of his chart is in Scorpio in the 12th house, which is the subconscious, which is things that we can't see, that he's haunted by demons. And he, even if he is a predator in any type of way, it's like, it's coming from a place that it's like compulsive. He's like a compulsive abuser.
He actually, whenever I see the pictures and videos of him, like, touching people, I'm just like, he's on autopilot.
He's on autopilot. Yeah, he's a karmic. He's here completing karma. That's why all his people in his family died. It's an old story that he's here to finish, which is actually going to be what. Well, it's not even sad. It's actually cool. What's going to happen is he's going to die, and Kamala will be the first president, and that's how he's making right his karma. He's going to be the bridge that brings us the first female president, and then it will die first.
This term or next term?
This term.
He says he wasn't going to run again, and I think he's going to run again if he's
going to be dead. He's going to be dead before then.
No.
Yes.
He seemed very healthy.
You heard it here first. Yeah, let's just bet on astrologically. Ages. Astrologically, the man going down. And I'm not saying that actually because I'm predicting his death. Every president in U.S. history. I'll give you the list. Every single one who was elected during a great conjunction died while they were in office, period. Every single one. And you know what? Nobody's like, oh, I didn't even notice this Mercury retrograde. No, astrology doesn't lie. Sorry. He's going to die because of the fact that he was elected during the great conjunction. But why it's perfect is because there's not going to be another election, and his life's work is to come back on earth, remember the pain, be haunted by his demons, and just be the bridge to, Desi, close the door. Oh, it's closed. Sorry. To be the bridge, between death and the old way. And before there's no president, when we see the hall of presidents, there's going to be a ton of white guys. Then there's going to be Obama. Look, there's going to be a ton of white guys on the Hall of Presidents. There's going to be Obama. There's going to be Grandpa Joe. And then there's going to be Kamala. And then that's the end of the story of the U.S. presidential tradition as we know it.
And then she becomes a dictator?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I could see her being a dictator, but because of the sort of overreaching feminist movement, we were going to think that we're actually just finally giving the woman the keys to the car. And then we'll have to undo that. But we'll see.
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm really scared. I hope none of that is true.
Now, I have some other kind of interesting intel up, though, if you guys want to hear it.
Okay. Well, I want to know, based on Prince Andrew's chart, does he seem predatory to you, whether consciously or subconsciously?
I think he's the number one predator on planet Earth.
Oh, well, and then she runs away. She just ran away in her fucking sports bra.
I think he's the number one.
Closing the door.
Why is he the number one Fred?
Because his chart is predatorial in nature. He is a Uranus conjunct his rising in Leo. So he really thinks he can get away with shit because he's like hot and talented in the life of the party. Okay. His moon is in Scorpio in his fourth house, which means that we don't know what the fourth house Scorpio moon means, that what he does at home behind closed doors is weirder than anything he did on Epstein Island. Okay. And he's going to do everything to conceal it. Oh yeah. He's going to do anything to conceal it. And no, he is a dark man, and that was what makes him feel comfortable. And his sun at 0 degrees in Pisces is conjunct his Chiron in the eighth house of oops. I didn't realize it was, I said I'm eighth housey. That's why I'm a little rapey. This is an incredibly disturbed chart. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to tell you something. I have a treat for you.
Oh, give us the treat. How great could it possibly be?
I'm looking at the relationship between him and Fergie. We think she's there for real estate. We think she's there. Does she stan him? She stans her man. They get divorced, but they don't separate. So modern, and yet. Fergie has her sun and her Mars exactly conjunct Andy's IC, which is his deepest soul and home. So her son, her ego, lives at home with him. That's why they didn't ever leave each other. They divorced, though, because it's in her 11th house. So she actually would prefer to be friends with her life partner that she lives at home with. And her moon is in Aries on her south node in the 4th house. So they've been here before together. So if his moon is in the 4th house in Scorpio and her moon is in the 4th house in Aries, it means, again, that at home, she is actually doing shit impulsively without thinking, kind of reckless also. And they're protecting each other by staying a united front.
Yeah, they are like partners in crime. She's done even dumber shit than he's done.
Yeah, they're literally perfect for each other, and this is a past life karmic thing also playing out.
Here's what's crazy to me is, like, you're alleging that Andrew has a very predatory chart.
I do.
It's been public knowledge for 2 or 3 years now. Time is a flat circle. I don't remember when anything happened past, 2018. But it's been common knowledge that Virginia Roberts Giuffre is, like, accusing him of this, and no one else has come forward. And that's what I find very confusing and interesting, because normally it's like the house of cards starts to fall and then all these other people come forward. So that's what I don't understand. And then the other thing that I don't understand is, why does he still give Fergie a house? Why does he let her live with
him? Because, what I just said, nobody listens to me. Watch my comedy special. I'm really doing performative anger. I'm not mad at you at all, but I want everybody to watch. It's
very alternative. I do listen to you.
I know. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I was just making a point that I'm bringing back alt comedy online. So here's why. Number one, why do they keep staying together? Because they're keeping each other. They are protecting each other's deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, okay.
Big time.
I thought you were saying they're just besties and they just
it's like that's his
Ghislaine.
What again? I couldn't figure out her name for the long. I'd be like, Ghislaine. It's really hard Ghislaine. To speak. Let's say it ASMR. Ghislaine. Okay, so Ghislaine. Now I have Virginia chart. I have Virginia Giuffre's chart up, and I can tell you the answer to your question.
That. You're allowed to say that.
Yeah, I am. And honestly, she's not Jewish, but it just seems like it seems like that's what her name should be instead. But do you want to hear about Fergie? I guess I did Fergie. Okay, so now here's Virginia Giuffre. So you want to know, why is she suing Andrew and why do we care now, right?
Yes.
We care now because on this new moon, Lionsgate portal, Andrew's rising across from Saturn in Aquarius was going to die and be reborn. So it's extremely astrologically potent. But why does Virginia, why is she the only one that's out here like suing? You ready? Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Virginia Giuffro is a Leo rising at the exact same degree as Andy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So Andy is a 10 degree Leo rising. Ginny is an 11 degree Leo rising. So wow. This is karma. They all knew each other. This is insane, actually, what I'm realizing. Now, the other thing that's insane about, why don't you do a quick guess? What do you think Ginny's sun and moon are?
I think she's got some Aquarius in there.
Okay, bunker.
I'm thinking Capricorn, just okay. I don't know why.
Let me fuck you two up right now. Ginny's rising is 11 degrees Leo. Ginny's sun is 16 degrees Leo, exactly on this new moon.
Whoa.
And Ginny's moon is at 26 degrees Leo. So she has a Leo rising with her sun and her moon in Leo in the first house. And to make matters more specifically perfect.
Is it triple Leo?
I don't want to hear that astrology is not real, you idiots. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Wait, it would take a triple Leo to take down the freaking crown.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody is getting it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Holy
and now
crap.
Let me fuck you up a little bit more if I could, if you wouldn't mind.
And Meghan Markle is a Leo too.
I was just going to say, well, and Meghan, right. Except that, but Meghan's moon is in Libra. That's why she's not, that's why she's going, I'm going to talk in Disney voice while I take down the crown. Whereas Virginia's like, I'm an artist and I want to be, if Epstein's dead, I not, Virginia Giuffro is an artist that we would have never heard of had she not been trafficked to Andrew.
I didn't know she was an artist.
Oh, yeah. She's here to continue to sue people and get attention so that she can also get attention for her art. I'm not saying that it's because, but that's what she should do. Also, Leo is the child. And so, and child expressing themselves. So the fact that she not only feels that she's an artist that is not being seen as an artist and she's like, hello, I'm a good artist, right? She also is here as a sun and moon and rising representative for the kids. And this new moon Lionsgate portal was directly on her sun. She's going to win. Now, let me just kill you with one more. Let me kill them with astrology. Her North Node, the purpose of her soul's iteration, is in the 11th house, media, groups, collective, society, in Gemini. The other side of the story, being the voice for, in the public for. This is her life's work to keep suing them for this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's actually thrilling. Thank you for getting it. Yeah, this is. Now, the other thing about Ginny that's really interesting is she has a Pluto-Saturn exact conjunction on her IC, which means that – can you hear these kids playing?
No.
Molly, did you just hear the fucking tea I just spilled?
Yeah, she's got Gemini. That is
North
really surprising
Road
to me.
In the 11th house in Gemini. This is so, what,
like,
she is here to do.
She's using her powers for good, her Gemini powers for good, which you don't see very often.
I want to say that I think the three of them had unfinished business in the other life, and that this is why everything. I think
Fergie and Prince Andrew.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are the commonalities between Andrew Cuomo and Prince Andrew? Two Andrew, two Furious.
Well, they're both, I think, Leo risings at the exact same degree, which is pretty insane. Oh, wait, you want both Andrews, right?
Yeah.
I think we talked about this, right? Didn't we go there? I said their names are both Andrew. They're both from the Yorks, and they're both Leo risings, and if I want me to get more specific with it, you know, Cuomo is, now all my charts are mixed up. Hang on. Don't let me not have another situation. It's just like Cuomo's North Node and Mars are on, Andy, the Dookie Duke's moon. So what Dookie Duke is hiding behind closed doors. Andrew is fired up and inspired by and here to fucking do that creepy Scorpio work, right? And otherwise, they don't have that much in common, but their rising is allegedly the same. And they both have heavy Scorpio. They both are Redditors. Yeah.
So they're both heavy obsession with the underground and the beneath and the secret, while also wanting to be the king.
Secrets. It's secrets. They're motivated by secrets and they are motivated by secrets and they think that they're the fucking, when they show up, the party now started. They think people want them to be there at the party because they're the fucking man and they're the fucking cool guys. And they're there because they're like, no, when they say, was it a no-no or was it a yes-no? They're those kind of guys.
Yes, that makes sense. And I will say, if I didn't know they were predatory, I think they would be both fun to party with.
I might still be interested in Cuomo, you know? So I don't know.
Maybe you are. We're not sure yet.
We'll see if we ever meet in real life and I don't know. Maybe I'll do our little synastry. Maybe I'll check our charts together. Who knows? I do have to go to dinner soon, but Motley, this has been really, I mean, you really cracked just the surface of some real deep dives that your sister and I are now going to do, and probably she's going to become the podcast host in the end, but we're just going to use this to kick you out on the street, go back to the beach and rake, but...
No, but- Casey, you can't usurp me.
I won't. I'll stick to Bachelor.
She's going to Jamie you. She's going to Jamie you. Can you tell her what we heard about what we learned about the name Jamie before we go?
Oh, it means usurper.
Yeah, I heard. I've.
Oh, she's our fan. Yeah, she has, right. She's alive and she has a brain. So she's, isn't that insane that Jamie Lynn, Jamie, and Jamie are there to actually act out this role of trying to take Britney, who is just London, she's just England's power? I mean, that's fucking insane.
Bananas and pajamas.
It is. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening. Follow us all on Instagram and Twitter at Molly Mulshen, at Casey D-O-1, at Sarah Armour with a U-R.
A-R-M-O-U-R.
And follow at The Moon Yule if you want to learn how to be a very spiritual being in a non-cringe way.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And Sarah, what do you want to throw out?
Hey, big fella. Are you lonely? I know. Why don't you check out the Space Trash podcast on Apple or Spotify and binge listen. Yeah, I said it. Binge listen. We have a new episode every week that is always going to bring you surprises about celebrities who are trash, but the astrology helps us understand. Thanks so much. If you love this, please let me know if I should just become Sarah A-S-M-A-R-M-O-U. No, Sarah
ASM armor.
Yeah, isn't that funny? There could be something funny there. ASM armor. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, I botched it in the end. But everybody, review the podcast if you're listening. And if you don't, and you tell me compliments that you're listening, but then you didn't leave a review, you're someone that I'm mad at.
Yeah, leave a review. Like,
leave a review, you fucking assholes.
Please.
You're busy? Do it when you're like texting someone. Just go, oh, wait, let me text the podcast review real quick. Come on.
I have 12 bridesmaids and none of them have ever left a review.
No, I think you need to say you're officially not coming to Mykonos unless I see not a vaccine passport. I want a review passport. Space Trash Podcast review podcast mandated.
That's how you get to the moon with the moon party.
Absolutely, yes. And then you're going to go to the moon. You will if you want to get on our rocket to space.
Space trash,
trash in space.
Space trash,
lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.